Hello, I'm Scott Soschnick.
I'm Evan Novy Williams.
And I'm Michael Barr. This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast where we...
Evan and I did this part without a script, by the way. You're holding a script.
I am.
I said hello. Evan said hello. No script needed.
I remembered my name.
Well done.
We're going to explore big money issues in the world of sports. You guys are good.
Yeah, right. This is a professional operation. Yeah.
Before we get into the topics, I got to bring this up.
Go ahead.
Because Evan, there was a moment. I just found this out. Evan wasn't here at one point. I want to ask Evan, why don't you like my cat video, man?
I saw. You didn't listen, did you, at all? I was all up.
In case you didn't hear,
ooh, man.
Scott told
there's
me.
There's no secrets on the pod.
He said, and said it out loud,
Evan, do you remember the quote?
I don't remember the quote, no.
You turned to me and said, I may have to unfollow Barr. That was the quote.
Yeah? Now, what's wrong with a cute cat?
Let him have it.
I'm not going to deny it. I said it. Not going to go with the no recollection. I remember having the conversation.
My man owns it.
Not a cat video guy.
All right.
I follow you for your sports insights, not for cute cats getting tickled or cats that look like owls, I think is what it was.
Yeah, it was.
Which, by the way, the cat was the cat, the owl was the owl. I didn't even get it. I mean,
there was a cat and an owl, and you asked which one was the cat.
He pulled the ears back, the cat, and it looked like the owl, and I'm like, it was funny.
Nothing like the owl.
All right, I'll refrain from those.
I will not unfollow you, though.
One more chance. How many strikes? One strike?
That's one strike.
That was one strike.
All right. So you're going to say that Barr's making a comeback, much like...
Oh.
I'm setting you up.
That was
setting
a great segue.
Up, thank you.
80th PGA win for Tiger
Raise
Woods.
Raise your hands in the studio. Raise your hand if you really ever thought Tiger would win again. No hands up. No hands up.
That's doing something.
He was a mess.
Physically, mentally, he
was a mess.
There was a lot that he went through. I mean, I'm not going to deal with the divorce and pulled over with the DUI and the back injuries left and right.
Yeah, surgeries, injuries. And by the way, the increased competition, the younger generation who understood that you better be in shape to be a golfer, everybody sort of got that V back now. Like Tiger was like, you better be an athlete if you're going to play golf and you want to win at the highest level. The debate, I mean, you saw the whole thing swell, the interest in Tiger. Nobody else matters, even now. Is this good or bad for golf? Yay, Tiger's back, but he is of a certain age. Nobody else resonates.
It's not bad. Obviously, even if you have one star in your sport, if the star is winning, that's better than the star not winning.
Yes, but it reveals this underbelly of softness that, my
without
lord,
question.
Nobody close.
I don't
I mean,
think
at least
this
in the
is
NBA,
great.
LeBron has Durant, has Steph, has that. You know, there's multiple stars. I don't care what you say. There's one star in golf. One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think this is great for professional golf moving forward. This is the last individual tournament on the schedule.
We're
heading into the Ryder Cup, which Tiger is playing in, but it's not like this is really going to ride its way into the Masters or the British Open. If Tiger is not playing well early in next season, this is all going to dissipate.
I feel like a rolling. Like it's rolling. That was really for Barr. You're too young again. Once again, Evan is too young for the reference.
But I've never seen a crowd on the course the way they followed Tiger. I have never
from Tiger. I mean, I have walked the galleries of Tiger Woods. I've walked at Augusta. I've been in San Diego at Torrey Pines on one leg. I was behind him on the tee box. I mean, the people were going nuts. He is just so much more popular than any other golfer out there that I don't know. Obviously, his dominance, you can't replicate that. But how do you replicate the affinity? Was it just the winning? What was it? How do you replicate even a little bit of it?
I think it's more than just the winning. I think it's, everybody loves an underdog, and Tiger Woods went from the best, most dominant force in sports to being the underdog. He became relatable. He was unrelatable for the entire part of his dominant career.
Can we put and in then, some don't call it a comeback music right here underneath the show as Evan's going to wax poetic?
The thing people always loved about Phil is that watching Phil play golf, you kind of felt like you were watching a better version of the golfer you were, right? Making mistakes and trying to do too much. yeah, Potbelly, et cetera. I think for all the golfers out there who might have back problems, you know, who take swings sometimes and grimace when their back goes a little bit off, Tiger Woods has suddenly become a relatable figure. And that makes him a lot more popular.
I can't relate to Tiger at all. He's just so darn good. I mean, it's unbelievable.
He had so much torque. That's part of the reason why his back went out. He's got so much torque.
The knee. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
All that torque is like that. Eventually, your body's going to say, whoa.
So from
I assume you're not speaking from experience, Michael. You're just figuring that's what happens. I heard a great line the other day. Some guy said, it's really bad when you make the same noise getting up from the couch that you used to make moving it. Like that's what I feel like. That's what I feel like we're at. And Tiger's out there winning tournaments.
From a business standpoint, he lost a lot of sponsors in the past 5 years.
Yeah,
a few have stuck by him, notably Nike, which is still his shirt and apparel. Do you think we're going to see a number of companies now flocking back to Tiger Woods? All these reasons that we're talking about, he's older, he's not going to be winning tournaments for another 10 years, right. Regardless of how good this comeback is. Do you think we see more companies coming back to him? His stable right now is tiny.
Some.
It's not big.
Yes, yeah, some. I don't think he's going to have the sort of avalanche influx, but people are going
to So we may see another car.
Car. He had the Buick, right? It was the Buick for a while.
It was Buick,
I think Buick might be coming back. Oh. I wouldn't surprise me if they did. Now, I don't
know. Tiger cruising up Augusta in a Skylark. Rich Corinthian leather.
Just mixed two.
I know. That's a Chrysler Cordoba. I know. But any
Ricardo Montalban was coming in.
Doing the Chrysler Cordoba. Any chance I get a chance to say it, though, I'm going to take it. I don't care whether or not it's accurate.
But I think it's going to happen. I think he's going to get, you know, at least a car dealership or a car maker is going to come back to him.
Worth mentioning also that the timing of this works very well for Turner Sports.
There we go. That's right. This is what I want to see. Tiger and Phil.
Yeah, Tiger and Phil have this showdown over Thanksgiving weekend. It's a one-on-one, 18 holes. They're playing for $9 million.
Have you seen the odds at all? We're going to have odds on this?
There are odds.
Swinging Tiger's way again?
They, I think Tiger was a slight favorite before. He might even be a bigger favorite now. But, you know, this is perfect for Turner. They're trying to get golf fans to open their wallets to watch this, which is something they have never done for the Masters.
We
don't have a price yet.
All right, so does the price go up?
I was told today that the price, Tiger's winning would not affect the price.
All right, so that was
already
baked into the plan.
I'm sure that was set in the contract. They haven't announced what it is. But
let's play guess. Let's play guess.
I'm going to say $29.95.
$29?
Yes.
I'm at $69.
Oh, I'm at $9. $9.99.
Really?
I think under $10.
No, I want to go high.
I guess.
I want to go high. Wow.
Oh,
okay.
I think 69 is way too high.
Like a big fight. Fight. $10?
I mean, golf fans are not used. I mean, they get the Masters for free every year, and they get it without commercials. You know, they're used to having the biggest events being easy to get to.
All right. Maybe
we'll
I'm high. Maybe I'm high.
69.
That's it. I'm calling David Levy. I should have had some inside information.
Yeah, there was a joke in there. Man.
I didn't check with David Levy first, though. I feel like you cheated. You talked to the Turner folks. I didn't.
69, that's a lot of money. Almost $70.
Way to go, Barr. Yes, 69 is almost 70.
Why would I want to pay $70 to see Tiger and Phil when I can see the Masters for free?
Yeah. Well, why would you want to pay $10? Why would you want to pay $20? What's it worth to you?
That's my point. It's
What's the interest level in this thing?
I think Barr's on the right
more
track.
People,
I think
lower number or fewer people, bigger number.
The former. I think you want a price that enough people look at. And the reason I said just under $10 is I think if it's a single digit number, that's the kind of thing people can look at and be like, oh, that's not that
It
much.
Also brings people to.
That's
let
the
me
cost
amend.
Of
you
a lunch.
What? If the strategy is to bring people to the platform, you know, get people comfortable on the streaming service or wherever it's going to be. Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Through Bleacher Report,
through
OTT.
BR Live. Yeah. Okay. All right. I was wrong. We're not going to edit it out. I'll just take the L on this one.
Yeah, now you're going to.
There we go.
There it is.
All right. There we go. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a lot of Tiger. What else we got?
We got to talk about Barcelona.
Say, can I use my... Barcelona?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Barcelona. So you think they're going to play here in the U.S.? Well, I was all hyped. Barcelona was going to play Girona. I'm going to use my accent again. In Miami. Bienvenidos a Miami. And now the Spanish League, La Liga, is like, well, the Spanish Federation, rather, say, no, not so fast. We're not so sure if this is good for us. Eben, any chance you get to export Señor Messi, you do it, don't you?
I think it'll happen. To give listeners kind of the backstory real quick, La Liga, the Spanish league, sold its commercial rights in the U.S. recently, a 15-year deal to Relevant, which is owned by Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins. And part of that sale, part of the pitch by Relevant was that, you know, they operate the ICC, that tournament every summer where European teams travel around the world and put on games.
Get here, but they're not games that count.
They're not, sure, they're not league games. They did a Barcelona-Real Madrid game in Miami last year. It was a huge success. People down there said it was bigger than the Super Bowls they've hosted down
in
Miami.
El Clásico in Miami, yeah.
Part of the pitch from Relevant was, hey, we can help put on a regular season La Liga game here in the U.S. For American fans, very similar to what the NFL does in London every year, right, or what the NBA does.
And it didn't
occasionally
need the two
overseas.
Dominant brands. You just needed the one. Like, totally. Girona, nobody cares about, let's be honest.
But
if
Messi
Messi's
is here,
going to be here playing, right, that then people want to see.
Yeah, and it's drawn some criticism from folks across the European soccer world. I think Gianni Infantino, the head of FIFA, even spoke about it recently. The players don't seem to be particularly excited about it. But as we know, and we talk about all the time, you know, this is a business.
There's
you know?
That conflict
and
of
the commercial opportunity here
versus
is so
like,
large.
I got to play this weekend and then go back and play.
Exactly.
There's always that conflict of what's good long term versus what do I want to do right
which
now.
Which NFL players, I'm sure, think about when they're on a plane flying over to play the Jaguars
London
in,
or just straight up Thursday night.
Exactly.
Did somebody else play? Did somebody else play in the NFL that was looking good? How about that?
Can we think of a time, though, where a sport has put something on a table that was going to be a commercial success that players didn't want to do and then decided not to do it?
To do it. Yeah,
I can't think of a single time that's ever happened.
No, I can't think of one. I don't understand. Before I start, like, you know, doing my happy dance, I don't understand why they wouldn't want to come to Miami. I mean, yes, I get it. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, I got to travel here and this and that, blah 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 blah.
There you go.
But the name of the game is like you said earlier. This is about the coin. This is about
the
money.
They get the coin. They get these guys get the Messi doesn't need more money. This is about the long term. That's what I was talking about. Sort of the colliding ideas here of long term benefit and growth. But by that time, Messi's not playing soccer anymore. When they're really looking to reap the benefits, it's like, you know, planting now for how you get a big tree. How many years later? The owners and the stakeholders, sure, it's worth it for them to do. But if I'm a current player, say, I don't benefit from this and I'm not going to benefit from this. Why should I do it? What do I get out of it now?
Also, it's not great for your fans who live in Spain. Barcelona has fans
yeah,
all
over.
I don't know who
the
home team is. I assume it's a Girona.
I assume it's
home
Girona,
game.
Yeah.
But, you know, Spain's not, I mean, it's a big country, or but, Girona. You know, you can travel around that country easily. There are probably Barcelona fans that live in every corner of Spain who go to the game that's closest to them. The argument, part of the argument is that, you know, this isn't a great move for fans, domestic fans. But Scott's right. The amount of fans that love soccer in Spain is at probably at the 99% of its growth right now. You know, there's not much more growth
saturated
to have.
Saturated love market.
It is a saturated market. However, you know, the U.S. is not a saturated market for soccer. There are fans here that are still in the nascent stages of deciding what sports, which league they want to follow, which teams they want to be avid about. And that's the target that La Liga is going after here. That's the move. They want to get hearts and minds in Spanish-speaking parts of the United States.
Bar wants you to stop talking because he can't wait to get to this.
Speaking of leagues.
Speaking
and
of love
teams
and leagues.
That
and
we want to follow.
Yes.
The National Football League. How about the... No, I don't want to start it like that because that's like the Cowboys.
Yeah.
We're the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
And we beat the New England Patriots.
Yes.
26-10.
Matthew Stafford slinging it.
He was slinging it.
So Patriots have lost back-to-back games by double digits for the first time in how long?
It's been about, what, 6 years?
Do we worry? Like, the NFL wants that brand around.
I don't worry. Big question, Bart.
Did the networks worry?
Did the Lions get a 100-yard rusher?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
There we go.
First time in,
Kerryon Johnson.
Like 6 years
or
something.
Yeah, it's
like
been
that.
A long time, man. And thank goodness I have him in my fantasy sports league.
And what a name, by the way, for a running back. Kerryon?
Kerryon Johnson. Kerryon.
That's what the coach just said.
Amazing.
But see, but part of that, too, and I think Matt Patricia, who used to be with the coaching staff of the Patriots, obviously the head coach of the Detroit Lions
now. Pencil in ear.
Yeah, pencil in the ear.
He's a rocket scientist.
Yeah, I think he had at least some idea about the inner workings of the
Patriots. Well, I had seen somewhere, again, I'm not like Eben, I don't have these incredible preparation of the citation here, but Belichick's winning percentage against his former assistants is lower than his overall winning percentage. So
maybe they
do know a little thing or two.
And then, by the way, it's to our friends in Boston. Hey, I want to see you guys get back, you know, get it back going together.
But I do see an increasingly frustrated Tom Brady. He was up and down the sideline yelling, one, make one play, one, and whatever he was saying. But he was at it, threw the helmet down.
But you know what it is like a Detroit Lions fan?
Yeah.
And I said this earlier. It is, man. You got to be a fan to love the Lions. This is like a kid finding a $10 bill on the curb, and then he's telling everybody and all his friends, now or later is for everybody. And that's what this is right now. Now, next week, you know, we've spent all our $10 for the now or laters. Let's see what happens next, you know.
Enjoy it in the moment.
It does at least feel like there is some sort of parody in the NFL in a way that we haven't seen in a while, and running in the total opposite direction of college football, in which there seem to be four or five college teams that are beating everybody by 50 and that's it. You know, the Bills were the biggest underdog in,
oh my goodness,
in 40 years in the NFL to win a game.
16 and a half.
Yeah, I mean, it.
Told you.
The
what
NFL
did I say,
is interesting.
Remember when you were filling out your thing downstairs? What did I say? Take the points.
I did.
All right. Well, at least you listened.
I did. This time. Yeah. This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Michael Barr, along with Scott Soschnick and Eben Novi Williams. I want to see if you guys do it without the script.
No, I can't do it without the script. What do we say? It's something about being here. Join us. Where am I? We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, exploring the world of money and sports.
Join us again at the end of the week when we speak with Carlos Rodriguez, owner of the Spanish esports squad G2.
El Ocelote.
El Ocelote.
El Ocelote.
Oh, snap.
So you better prepare yourself, Lamar. Here, I'll give the paper back to you.
Oh, thank you. You're listening. Well, yeah. You're listening to the Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world and online as an Apple podcast on iTunes.